fighting for America.
Do I want to send one of my sons or your son to fight to regain Mosul? Who should want to stop them more? Maybe the people who live there.
There are a lot of groups out there that probably have more advanced immediate plans directed against the United States.
Fighting for Idaho.
Pride is an important celebration for the LGBT community. It's important to be out and be proud of who you are and be safe in your community and show everyone that we're part of Boise.
Fighting for you.
Portugal scored a devastating goal to tie the game.
Team USA settling for a 2-2 draw.
We're Team USA, we're going all the way.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
The only person in America, in the world, to have enough guts to say, real sports don't end in ties. Real sports don't end in ties. If you get a chance, check out the Kevin Miller Facebook page. We're going back and forth on this. Our friend Greg Pruitt, my brother Matt Miller and others, and Cyril and others, yapping about soccer. There's nothing to celebrate. You had the Portuguese beat, and you let them get back in the game. Oh, it's a tie. Whoa, how wonderful. You don't tie in politics. You don't tie in business. Getting close only works in what? Horseshoes and hand grenades, correct? Oh, man. I sit here and am I the only person in Idaho? Am I the only person in America that has exposed the World Cup for what it is, a fraud? More Americans, 190,000, bought tickets to this jabroni event. We are funding this thing, and yet we're talking, oh, it's the world. I do like Klinsmann as the coach, though. He's a no-nonsense guy, but come on, everybody. Could you see where the Eagles taking on Seattle? And oh, they ended in a tie. Hey, the Super Bowl ended in a tie, everybody. I digress. Back to more serious topics. Dave Petzo joins us here at 580 KIDO. So are you on my side, along with Senator Risch and Senator Crapo, or are you drinking the propaganda Kool-Aid from the World Cup lovers?
I think a tie at this level, or this stage of the tournament is fine. I think when you get into the finals, then no, that's no.
You can't.
And you can't in the finals. They don't tie in the finals. They have kickoffs and all that.
Why reward people for being losers? Let's have a shootout. I mean, really, and the
because
idea.
Because you don't have to at this point.
You don't have to.
No. I mean, in the round robin, you know, it's a matter of gathering points.
Hey, did you
points.
Get the notes? You're supposed to agree with me in this segment.
Actually, generally, I do. Generally, on this particular one, I agree. But I think I generally agree that games should not end in a tie. But when you're talking about a round robin situation, they're just trying to get into the finals, this is okay.
So they don't earn it. They sneak in.
A tie would be earning it, too.
Isn't that like socialism where everybody wins? I mean, soccer really could be socialism. Everybody gets a shot at kicking the ball.
Most countries are socialist, aren't they?
Right, but as opposed to football or basketball, I guess basketball.
You may be onto something there, Kevin. You know, I think the best playing ones are socialist countries.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's always Germany. So, Dave Petzo, is there such thing as a safe investment? You know, we're hearing all these commercials. Buy money here, spend money here. I love the commercials on TV where the kid and the guy, and they just leave their financial advisor, and the kid goes, hey, what does he do? I don't know what he does. Hey, what do you think? Well, if we lose our money, do we get it back? No. Why not? That's just how it works. So we're always wondering about money. You know about it. Is there such thing as a foolproof safe investment?
No. No, there's risk in everything we do. People, it's probably the message I've tried to deliver for the last 25 years is that people have to understand there is no, there's two sides that we fall off on, Kevin, and that is that people think, well, if I want to take no risk, then I'll put my money in a CD or I'll put my money in a cash, you know, leave it in the bank. And the answer is then you're going to lose to inflation every year. You will lose money slowly over time. That's not safe. That's frankly dumb. But people do it in the name of fear. The other side that they fall off on is in that they fall for all kinds of different products that proclaim things that really aren't true, that you can get stock market returns with no risk. Well, the no risk part, the guarantee part's true, but you don't get the stock market returns. And, you know, these things have to be put in balance. So What I try to say over and over and over again is we have to make our choices. You can't. There's no such thing as a perfect investment, and you have to make your choices as you're, if you will, pouring out that pitcher of orange juice into all these different glasses. If you can kind of picture that, you've got a pitcher with, say, 16 ounces of orange juice in it, and you've got all these glasses. Well, you can't have a full glass, 8 ounces of guarantee and 8 ounces of return and have anything left over for liquidity or taxes. So you have to find the right balance for what you're looking for. And for me, it's been simple, easy. All of history says that the best way to grow wealth over time is to buy stocks.
Yeah, but not everybody's a swashbuckler like you. So people that are more tepid, people that are more, for lack of a better term, conservative, where are the places you could go where you have perhaps not the biggest gains, but the least probability of consequences?
Okay. You can hold cash and you can lose a little bit of money every year. You can do that. If you actually want to have returns, you could buy bonds. Bonds have historically returned a little bit more than inflation, tiny bit. At this time, I don't believe that to be true because interest rates are so low. They are, in fact, you would have to have inflation historically go down for a 10-year treasury to actually have a positive return. So the answer, again, Kevin, is I think you should be looking at the great corporations of the world that raise dividends every year and have historically raised dividends every year, but have tremendous cash flows and giant moats around their businesses. Yes, the prices fluctuate, but the values don't. The values have continued to go up. And what I mean by value are the dividends, the income that the corporations pay back to people. And what people can do more safely is they can focus more on income types of investments. Only buy those companies, those great corporations that do pay dividends, that pay high dividends. Things like utilities are one choice. Now, I don't think they're a particularly good value right now, but my point is that there are ways to be safer within the market.
I did buy some stock in Solyndra, but that really didn't work out for me.
Darn it. You should actually follow the president around. That's really good.
Timing's everything on those.
It is.
Dave Petzl with us here at 580KIDO. So the front page of the paper today, more people are buying. See, I scooped you. Usually you bring in the paper here.
Yes.
Here's the headline. More homes sell for cash. Such deals are reaching record levels around the country as the baby boomers retire. Apparently, some people have some money. It's these retiring baby boomers. What does that mean for our markets? And then we'll talk about the rest of the nation.
Okay. I think it means a couple of things. When we talk about the debt of the households in our country, how quickly that debt has resolved itself from a massive problem that we would never dig out, and now we're seeing people with families with very low, zero debt, and we're seeing as a nation that families are doing very well. The problem with debt in this country is at the government level. The government can't stop spending, but families did, and they did fast, and within years of... Remember, people would borrow money out of their houses all the time. Now they're just wanting to pay cash for their houses. It's also a symptom of fear, by the way. People not wanting to carry debt is a symptom of what am I going to do with my money, Kevin, to your first question, right? Where do I invest my money? I might as well put it all down on the house and not have a house payment. And I'm not going to say that that's the world's worst thing, but it's definitely a symptom of fear where they don't want to be investing the money out there in the marketplace, if you will.
Dave Petzl with us here at 580KIDO. Well, let's continue on with this, though. When you take a look at, when the markets were crashing, hard to believe that was only a few years ago as
yes.
we hear your glowing reports all the time.
Oh, you mean about the all-time highs?
Yes, about the all-time highs.
That made-up report I did.
I didn't say it was made up. I said they were glowing.
Well.
They happen to be accurate. Yeah. However, people were shifting their money to real estate as opposed to stocks. How do you see that comparison? People say, well, I have something. I have a rental property that I can have forever. I don't have to worry about somebody absconding with money.
Yep.
I don't have to worry about corporate boards.
Exactly. And again, that's a lack of understanding of a diversified portfolio. And, yes, sometimes there are bad people out there. There really are. There are also bad renters that destroy things and then walk out. So, you have these issues within every investment we try to make. But the thing that I understand about real estate, and I'm not talking it down, is that if people can understand it, it's bricks and mortar, it's sticks and bricks. You understand it, you can see it, you can drive by it, and people understand it. That doesn't make it a good investment. It makes it an understandable and comfortable investment for a lot of people. So that's, you know, I understand that, and it's certainly better than having your money sit in cash earning zero, excuse me, earning real negative returns.
Well, then we hear about gold as well.
We do hear about gold, particularly
your favorite.
Yeah, particularly advertised on, on right wing, if you will, right wing radio.
Well, we prefer to call it conservative.
Conservative radio, right? So
Alex Jones, Glenn Beck, I think Sean Hannity.
Yep.
I don't think Dave Ramsey allows it, but
good for him. Good for him. It's because it's a fear trade. It's the same thing. I guess when I listen to it, and the thing that I always have a problem with, Kevin, is that my beliefs are conservative as well. I mean, it's just I'm very conservative. But does that mean that the conservatives are fearful? I guess so, because they don't run these kind of ads other places.
Well, the reason why they're fearful, though, they have a problem with the Fed. They see that we're printing money. They fear an economic collapse. They believe that we should go back to the gold standard. They are buying food, they are buying guns, they are buying ammunition for the coming fall.
They are. Why? Why aren't they out? Why aren't we all out creating jobs? Why aren't we out rocking the world like we always do? That's what conservatives do. They create things. They create businesses. They're optimists. They're the great optimists in the world.
Well, I think it's a challenge when you have the IRS commissioner saying that he's not going to apologize for what he did. This is something we talked a little bit about you earlier today. At 580KIDO. I mean, what's your biggest impediment? It's government. Look, you've created something. You've created a company. You have your own building, the Petso Center.
Yep.
By the way, nice outside signage.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm sitting there taking a look at this, and what do you have to deal with? You have to deal with government regulations. You have to deal with the government de-incentivizing you to create jobs.
Yep.
And so you think to yourself, gosh, the IRS has done this to these people. They destroy the evidence. And then the bureaucrat at the IRS doesn't have enough guts to apologize because he believes he did nothing wrong.
Right.
So if you're a conservative, sometimes you got to think, gosh, what can I do?
I understand. And I totally – look, on a political side, on the press side, I am furious. My tax bracket is now over 50%. Now, I'm not exaggerating that, Kevin. I pay more than 50%.
Can I get that 50%? Can you will it to me?
I would rather give it to you.
Well, that's insane.
Than Barack. Now, and you talk about disincentives, so the answer is yes. And now where's healthcare going to go? Here's what I know about healthcare. My healthcare is going to keep going up by leaps and bounds because it's the way they can tax me, because other people supposedly can't afford the supposed free insurance that we have to deliver to them. So it's going to get worse, Kevin. I'm going to pay more and more. The regulations are absurd. I pay incredible amounts of payroll taxes on the employees, which I love to have, and we always have to say, no, we don't pay you $15 or $20 an hour, we pay you an additional 30% on top of that. So it's a very difficult environment. Believe me, I have been radical in my opposition to all of these things, including my table and chair tax, which I, you know, railed about
for
years.
You got rid of it.
No, I didn't get rid of it. The governor made a nice decision.
You made him do it. Let's go to Steve for Dave Petso with Kevin Miller here at 580KIDO. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. Mr. Petso, I'm kind of curious how you feel about, well, I mean, you've spoken a little bit about it, but I'm curious how you feel about a possible global financial collapse. I think that's what really concerns me the most, and I've moved myself into a position where I have very little in the stock market. I figure they call them brokers for a reason because they take my money and make me broke generally. And I've lost a lot of money in the stock market, even in mutual funds. My Fidelity account is ridiculous compared to what it used to be years ago. I can't imagine that in 20 or 30 years it could ever recover from what it was. I believe in cash and gold and silver, and thank goodness Kevin has the stones to mention guns and ammo. But I'm, you know, where else can I put some money nowadays? You know, what's the No, what do you think?
You hit right on it. That's been the issue for a lot of people, that they don't want to put in the market. And I'm not sure why, because all of history has been very productive. Steve, the only way you could have lost money, and I know this is going to sound like I'm picking on you, and I'm not. I'm saying we have to recognize that the market is at all-time highs. It is at all-time highs. It was at all-time highs 10 years ago. It was at all-time highs 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, and so on. It always moves to all-time highs, and those investments that if you're losing money in, then you're buying and selling at exactly the wrong time. That's the only possible way that you could not make money, gobs of money, more than anything else on the planet. The stock market in the United States, and if you will, even the global indices, are at all-time highs, and they keep moving to all-time highs. We as investors don't behave well. We buy and sell what we like or what we hate at the time, and that always means prices are low when we hate it and they're high when we love it. And we don't buy and sell at the right time. That's the problem. The behavior is so bad in different investments. We do that in real estate too. Look what we did in the mid-2000s, right? Everybody's
well, the shadow inventory is the issue there, and that there's going to be another huge bubble burst in real estate here. It just hasn't happened yet because the banks haven't been forced to put all that shadow inventory back on the market. But I don't feel like you're picking on me at all. I parked some money in mutual funds with Fidelity back in the 90s, and I watched it go from, I basically lost almost 80% of the money. It just kept going down and down and down to the point where they actually contacted me and said, you're going to have to pay a monthly fee to keep this account. And I called them up and said, hey, you're crazy. You're the ones who lost my money. So, I'm not a day trader. I'm not interested. I'm not in looking for the fast buck. But, as it stands now, I don't see any other place with the way the world's going than to have cash, gold, silver. Where else are you going to put it?
That's a good point, Steve, and we'll have Dave Petzo respond.
Getting more done before sunrise than anyone. Kevin Miller in the Morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the Morning, 580 KIDO. Quickly back to Dave Petzo. Safe investments. You heard what Steve had to say.
No, you can't slowly lose money to inflation. You cannot do that. The history of the markets has been that it rewards you if you behave well. I understand what he's saying. In the 1990s, internet stocks got red hot, and so everybody was buying internet stocks. It's not a mutual fund. It's a diversified portfolio that buys different things, and you would not have lost everything and or come close to losing everything. So, yes, markets are at all-time highs. That's the way to go, and I know we're kind of short on time, Kevin, so I'll leave it at that. We'll be happy to talk more about it next week.
All right, on Money Matters, quickly to Jim in Middleton. Jim, we're up against the clock, but we wanted to get you in here at 580 KIDO.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Very quickly, a question for Dave.
Yes.
He continues to talk about record profits, record highs, and cash. My question is why is the Fed continuing to put money in this system with all these record profits?
Right. Well,
I still don't understand.
Well, they're trying to keep interest rates low, and I think in part that's a political statement, frankly, because if interest rates were even normal, imagine how big the budget deficit would be with interest rates. But that's not just corporations. And, of course, that helps because corporations can borrow money, buy back stock, raise dividends with that borrowed money at very, very low rates. But let's face it, when you're looking at it and thinking about it, the Fed is tapering, meaning they announced last week that they're going to take $10 billion less and buy bonds. They're doing half of what they were going to do. And a year ago, all of the folks out there were telling all of us that as soon as the Fed starts to taper, that the market was going to fall apart. And it certainly hasn't, as it has gone up another 40% since tapering started. So that's how much if you will, animal spirits and there is in the market. But when we look at it, you have to just simply say, why is the market at all-time highs? Well, with corporate profits at all-time highs, that's one good reason. How about the fact that dividends are at all-time highs? That's another good reason. These corporate balance sheets are the safest they've ever been. That's another reason. But we always doubt why the market is at all-time highs. Just look at corporate profits. They're at all-time highs. That will tell you where the market should be.
Dave, I will believe everything you say when all the money stops going in and it continues to rise. Then you'll make a believer out of me. And again, as you know, Dave, I am invested in the stock market.
And you call his show quite a bit too, Jim.
You know, and I'm still uneasy about it.
Right.
And that's my question. And when the money stops flowing to keep the interest rates artificially low, and you mentioned that, artificially low,
right,
and these corporations are borrowing cheap money, you give me $65 billion a month, and you want to see what kind of record highs I'm going to have?
Well, we're down to 35, so they're making headway. It's a little bit less. It's a little less.
Well, anyway, Dave, thank you for taking the time, and thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks for the call.
All right, our great friend Jim in Middleton, you have anything else you'd like to say?
No, this is fun.
You've said
I've said enough.
You've
and said I'll say more on Saturday. That's what I'll do.
Saturday, 8 to 10, Dave Petz. We appreciate it, sir.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're listening to 580 KIDO.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays noon till 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Thank you all for joining us. As we get ready for the Manly Man segment, I was just, it was just interesting. I was looking at something from the Big Boss, and you're copied on it, I'm copied on it, the new boss is copied on it, HG is copied on it, which kind of shocked me, and Ray Amaya is copied on it. So I just, it's been a while since we've seen Howard Green copied on our stuff here. So.
It was this inside baseball?
Apparently it is.
Oh,
anyway, my apologies. You know, there was a big meeting last night in your town, Eagle, and I'm watching all the news people and Dave Burnett. I could be wrong, and of course I've been wrong before, and you don't have a problem letting everybody know when I am wrong.
Happy to do it.
So I'm sitting here, big meeting last night in Eagle, over 150 people about this roundabout, and I'm sitting there watching this, and I don't see anybody talking about it. Everybody, the big focus is on the press release about Bo Bergdahl, the press release about Barry Peterson, and Garden City may consider smoking, but I think they missed the big Eagle roundabout controversy.
Yeah, everybody out there wanting to talk about whether to put a roundabout in where old, I guess it's Old State Street, for those, you know, with history and Eagle Road go. There's a, what is it, Bodacious Pig, free plug for Bodacious Pig. Jackson's, free plug for Jackson's.
Jackson's is right, is it? Yeah, that's right. Jackson's is right
there. Oh, yeah, they're going to whack a big chunk of their parking lot and change the access, and they're all messed up, so as it will be the Bodacious Pig. Old, I think it was a Chevron station back in the 1970s that the gal that owns that wants way too much money, so nobody buys it, but it still sits there and then an empty lot. But they want to cut that all up, make a roundabout, which, by the way, can I go on record as saying I hate those things?
I like them. And I'm not just saying that you're going, oh, of course. Well, hold on. Let me do. Of course you do, Kevin.
Of course you do, Kevin.
I want to make sure I got the inflection right. You know, that's a very New England thing. It's an Eastern thing.
It's dumb.
Yeah.
It's just dumb. It takes up a lot of space. And I'm sorry, for an Eagle, it's not going to make any difference. If traffic's going to back up, it's going to back up whether you're going roundy round crashing into people or whether you're stopping at the light. You want to fix things. I know how to fix things.
Well, how do you fix it?
You take 5 Mile and you punch it through, buy out Monrock concrete, and tie it right into Highway 55. It relieves pressure off of Eagle Road, and it relieves pressure off of downtown Eagle. But I'm no genius, but that's pretty easy for me to see.
Well, I think there's something going on with the Eagle City Council, and you've got the controversy involving the homeowners and the Greenbelt. You remember the young lady that was on here? Do you remember her?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I get, she's attractive, and apparently she's Michelle Edmonds' sister.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, well, she's Michelle Edmonds' sister. And I go, well, I think she was very articulate. It doesn't really matter to me about the whole green belt coming through this HOA and their mad and everything. And, you know, I think she did really well on the radio and in the newspaper and such. Now you have the Ryan Neptune situation where they pick a fight with the Ada County commissioners.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have the roundabout, which they continue to try and jam down the throat of people in the city of Eagle. And I was just hoping the lady that owned that decrepit gas station wouldn't come out of retirement and start yelling at people. I like her.
Yeah, from what I understand, she just has been asking too much. It's a valuable little chunk of property. And they've been asking too much money. She doesn't really need to sell it, nor want to. But it's a great little chunk of property. It was a Chevron, I think, or Exxon or something for years and years.
Well, so you had about 150 people upset about that, and you won't hear that anywhere else but at the Manly Man segment, because we break news here.
We're not afraid to talk about roundabouts on this show.
I can't believe you don't like the roundabouts. I love the roundabouts.
Of course you do.
You just have to have an instinct for the drive to know who's coming at you, who's not. Like the one in Nampa with the cows that was put up right by the cheese plant.
Well, again, I've got issues with, you take a business like Bodacious Pig, who's trying to, you know, they're trying to find their way in life. They're trying to make a dollar, trying to make a living. And now let's take a big chunk of their parking lot and change how anyone can or if they can access that business.
Well, that of course, that and the landlord, they'll have to do something about that. But I got to tell you, that Bodacious Pig, they're getting a lot of buzz.
Well, good. They're going to deserve it because, yeah. They're going to deserve the buzz just because.
You didn't have to get all defensive about it.
Well, no, I'm just saying that these businesses, they're going to lose a lot of money.
Now, what's the premise for this?
They think it's going to ease traffic situations down there. Because at rush hour, I don't know if you know this, I don't have a degree in trafficology, you know, as far as.
I thought you did.
Engineering. No, I just know when there's a crash. But evidently, at rush hour time, when there's a red light, cars back up. I mean, it just happens. And they think the roundabout will alleviate that. It's not like it's going to get rid of cars. It just sends them going round and round instead of stopping at the red light.
Well, you keep going with the motion, but let me put it to you this way. If you don't have a lot of people, let's just say, and I'm not saying about the people in Eagle, but let's say you just have a bunch of hill jacks that are uncivilized that don't know how to use a roundabout, it's going to make it worse.
Oh, now, it's me, going to.
I'm a civilized, debonair kind of guy.
You'll probably be the first one that gets hit.
I'll be rolling around, having a good time.
Probably go there just to back traffic up.
I'm going to go get the Scion, and that's going to be our outside marketing.
Getting crashed out there?
No, I don't know about that, but just driving it around the roundabout going, hey, everybody.
Now, mind you, I think it's like 3 years.
Excuse me,
coffee just about got me. About 3 years before this all happens, but
you
still.
You keep your coffee to yourself, buddy.
Okay. It'll be like 3 years before this happens.
Yeah,
but it's
going to, as you said, it's going to destroy those businesses with all the construction and everything else.
Yeah.
And I guess Eagle can just blank away their businesses. I mean, clearly something's going on here. They're picking a fight with the HOA. You've got crazy Ryan Neptune, never create a fool with a cause, and now the roundabout.
Yeah. So Eagle's brewing.
And then we got Garden City going to have the big smoking ban. So much for everybody going to Garden City to smoke in the bars.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the last to fall in the area.
The last to fall. What is this, Fallujah?
Kind of. A little bit, I guess.
I mean, you know, as I'm sitting here taking a look at some of these things, I mean, is the government going to overreach so much that you're not allowed to be unhealthy? Are fat people going to be a thing of the past?
Yep, we're next.
I got to tell you something. I was listening to somebody, and they said a bunch of big fatties. This person was in shape. I really didn't appreciate that. Now, it's okay for us as part of the group to say big fatties.
Sure.
But nobody outside the group.
Well, isn't that the way it works? If you're part of the group, you can use derogatory terms. I believe that's the rule.
I don't know. I didn't think it, that was the first time it kind of hit me.
Huh. That's hate speech, isn't it?
It is.
Don't see that on the front page of the paper.
Don't see a lot of things on the front page of the paper.
No. They're talking drought on the paper, I think.
They were talking about people buying houses with cash.
Yeah, well, I think.
A lot of people are doing that. Are you doing that, Dave Burnett?
No, I'm working not hard to get my mortgage paid off. I'm getting closer, though.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I've lived in my house long enough that I'm under like 8 years. It'll be paid for.
Then what are you going to do?
Hang on to my hat.
Hang on to your hat.
Try to put money away as much as I can to retire.
Yeah, but you live in such a great neighborhood. And by the way, at 580KIDO, Dave Burnett and I had a bonding moment yesterday.
We did?
Yeah. I drove you home.
Oh, yes, you did, having the big truck worked on.
And it was, how did you like life in the Camry? And remember, we have a lot of people that call me a sissy because I drive a Camry.
I had my mustache and hat that I pulled down over my head. People see me driving that Camry.
Uh-huh.
A little embarrassing. You know, in fact, ACHD was right out in front of my house working on this drain thing. And the guy goes, dude, what are you doing in a Camry?
There are some parts of the country where, people drive Camrys all the time. Number one car in America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get to that liberal East Coast, they love it. I'm just saying.
You're just full of it today, aren't you?
Set it up. I'll go ahead and hit it.
I think we should have gone to the Sonic. We could have been like the two guys in the Sonic commercial.
There's potential for that now that I think about it.
That's right. You're always saying you got to live. I did live. You and I, we went on a road trip yesterday. A
little bit. We should have went through the roundabout area.
We should have. So that's a big controversy that hopefully somebody will get to. In the old days, they used to monitor the radio for ideas. So we'll see what happens there.
Yeah. Well, nobody's up this early anyway.
A lot of upset folks, though. So what about this Garden City? Do you think you should have the freedom to smoke? I still like one of the last ones to fall.
The way the rule works, if, as far as I know, between a bar and a restaurant, if you have more sales in alcohol than food, you're classified as bar, smoking's allowed. If you have more sales in food than alcohol, then you're a restaurant, smoking not allowed already. So I guess they're looking to ban everywhere. But, I'm not a smoker, but it is a case where I sympathize for smokers because, you look at the smokers here and they're out hiding in the bushes smoking now. It's not like it was at one time where they'd smoke loud and proud. I remember the days when they smoked in radio studios. Not good if you're not a smoker.
I used to work in a studio that was stained yellow. The ceiling was stained yellow by all the people that used to smoke there.
Yeah, because radio people used to be notorious for it. And they, they lock us in a room for hours on end. And so it was that way. But, to the point now where... you drive by in the back alleys, it's like, oh, there's people in the back alley. What's going on? Oh, they're smoking. Never mind.
Who knows what they are smoking?
Yeah, that's another point. But, we'll see what happens. I'm sure they'll ban it. There's no doubt in my mind. That's just kind of the way it's going everywhere.
It is. Speaking of which, we've got Ed Klein on today. And I know you love the Drudge Report. Hillary, according to Ed Klein, has a bad heart. Michelle Obama and Valerie Jarrett call her Hildebeest. Because of her goofy hair. Bill Clinton does not like President Obama. President Obama doesn't like Bill Clinton. I love Ed Klein because he always gets these stories, and he's never been sued, award-winning journalist. And you'd think if these stories weren't real, then in fact he would be Rip City, if you will.
Yeah, to quote Bill Shonley. I was going to mention about it when you mentioned Hillary overnight. I saw on the NBC overnight news show, they had this saying of Michelle Obama shares like gut wrenching story from her past. I'm going, what in the world is this? And she was sharing with some reporter of how when, Barry was, in the workforce, he must've been in Congress cause I don't think he's ever had a job. But she had to take her daughter, Sasha, on a job interview because she couldn't afford a babysitter. So she took her on the interview. And that was heart-wrenching. It was like, are you kidding me? Is that heart-wrenching? And that's, by the way, it's not smart to do that for a job interview. Don't take your kid with you.
It's not like Dave Burnett or Kevin Miller going on a job interview. I mean, she was working at some of the most highly profitable law firms in Chicago.
Yeah, you'd think she could have just paid the daycare.
It wasn't like me going to the Quickie Mart there for a gig.
Yeah, going to the convenience store. Can I have it? No.
Thank you, sir. I don't know. So we'll see what happens with it. Now they say that she might run for Senate.
That would not surprise me. And I heard a national talking show mention one, and I can't remember who it was, so I won't even guess. But they said, what if Barack Obama became the UN general. You know, what is the grand poobah position there with the general?
Secretary General.
Secretary General of the United Nations. That's a scary thought.
Indeed.
But you know what? He's a young man. There's lots of time ahead for him. Guess he is a young guy. So that's what I know. I'm just gearing up for the World Cup.
Yeah, though, I don't think that the U.S. is going to do well against the Germans.
You are such a soccer hater.
I'm just saying, I've studied the Germans for years. In fact, I'm going to tell you another. This is what Kevin Miller used to do. I actually have covered the national team.
Have you?
In soccer. I've covered the national team on
a couple
of friendlies.
Then why are you such a hater?
Because I've seen it close up. I really have. And here's the other thing. I mean, they've been trying. It's kind of like, I'm trying to think about this. It's kind of like the gays with soccer, except the gays have been much more successful. For years, they've tried to get marriages, you know, redefined. Well, they've won. For years, people have tried to get soccer as a big sport in this country. It's just not going to happen. Now, every year, remember in the 90s when we had the Women's World Cup and the Americans won? Oh, this is going to be the year. And then we had the World Cup here, and this is going to be the year. And now there's just, look, we live in an ADD society. I have to say, I find myself being, I find it very difficult now to watch TV without having a tablet and a laptop and working and doing everything else, which I used to criticize you for all the time. Soccer just will not hold our attention. And you know, my brother who played soccer, he's sitting there ripping me on the web, on Facebook. And you can tell I'm getting a little nervous here because I'm and he's telling me, hey, what about the ratings? It just doesn't matter. If this were in November or September, no one would care because we'd be watching the American sports.
Yeah, I mean, it's big, and I think people are just desperate to get into a bar and have a drink and cheer for something.
And I find it insulting that we're the ones actually paying the freight. We bought the most tickets. I'm sure our TV rights are more than anybody else. They should rename it the America's Cup.
So what happens when the U.S. loses?
Soccer goes away again, and I could say I was right.
Yeah, just, you know, it kind of just makes me wonder what happens at that point.
Klinsmann gets ready for the next time. I think they'll do well 4 years from now with Klinsmann. He's the real deal.
Still not excited. And mind you, I played soccer on a West Coast soccer team.
You were a striker.
I was a defenseman. But thank you. Traffic now, Kevin.
Striker and heart.
As you're coming out of hand.
It's Nag Mae Dabbadini, Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Serving Meridian.